I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck. Coming up at 10 this morning on AM 1160 The Quest. Join us for more to life.
But now let's return to the Morning Quest on your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
It's 8:48.
Ruth O'Neill, Catholic Life Coach. Welcome back, Ruth.
Hello, Allison.
Well, I know in our last conversation, we were talking about authentic love, and you were talking about the four pillars. So why don't we recap on that?
Yeah, as far as authentic love is concerned, it's just been everything that I've read and everything that I've learned that really four things rise to the top. And so I call them the four pillars of authentic love, and that's ownership, responsibility, truth, and freedom. So in any authentically loving relationship, the participants or those that are in the relationship need to practice good ownership, owning their own life, not expecting the other person to take any ownership for what is in their wagon. So owning it and then being responsible for it, right? So the responsibility part is the action part. And then something we never got to, I think we named it last time, but the other two are truth and freedom. So it's ownership, responsibility, truth, and freedom. And the truth part is really the reality part, right? So sometimes we live in this fantasy world. We want it to be this way, or we wish it were that way,
yeah.
Or, you know, in a perfect world kind of scenario. And so we say all those things, but actually that's what we strive for. And it isn't even where our feet are planted.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is we have to be where our feet are planted. Like, what is our reality? What exists, you know, around us, the people, the place, the circumstances we find ourselves? That's truth. And then the last one is freedom. And that is, of course, what our Lord and Savior came and did for us, right? Set us free. And so why would we want ever to keep ourselves in bondage or to prevent anybody else from exercising their own free will? And so that's that freedom piece. So those four, authentic love.
You know, and when we're tying into authentic love and when we're talking about reality, you know, when it comes to the holidays, people just have this perception of what they want it to look like, and it might not be reality.
Yeah.
So how can we...
Oh, I see where you're going.
Yes. Inspire us, Ruth.
Oh, well, how many of us start at the beginning of November thinking this is the Advent. I am going to live this Advent. It's going to be holy, and we're going to do this and that. And, you know, by Christmas Day, we're going to have really lived Advent the way it was meant to be lived, right? So we set ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
We set the expectation. The bar is so high. We've got it all planned out. And then about a week in, we're just a mess,
yes.
Right? And maybe not even a weekend, maybe the first day after Advent begins. So, you know, that I think goes right back to what I was just saying about reality. And so to authentically love means to have all four of those pillars existing. So we've got to own what is ours, be responsible for what is ours. But in order to do that, we actually have to be realistic. We actually have to live in reality and take on what only is ours. Meaning the fantasy that we paint out there that we're striving for isn't necessarily ours. That isn't necessarily what God has in mind for us.
Mm-hmm.
What he has in mind for us, again, I always say this, where our feet are planted.
Mm-hmm.
Look around and see what is, not what we wish it were.
Well, when you see other people as well, right, you might be like, mm-hmm. Oh, I want to be like them. Oh, they look holy. Oh, they have everything together. The reality is, we all have our struggles.
Yeah, well, and so with that, you just named, you know, two things are absent, right? So two pillars are absent in that description you just gave. One, reality, truth. The truth that we're looking at isn't necessarily our truth. In other words, we only see what we want to see on the outside of anybody's life. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
Yeah, and so we imagine what it is. We fantasize or we romanticize what their life must be like, because on the outside it looks fabulous, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so we put that on ourselves, and then guess what happens? One of the other pillars, freedom, is gone. We literally just put ourselves in a jail cell of comparison, locked ourselves up, and we are no longer free because we're burdened, bound by our comparison.
Mm.
Yeah, I've heard that phrase, comparison is the thief of joy.
And, nice.
I think that's so incredibly true. What thoughts or suggestions do you have, especially perhaps anchoring in prayer, to growing in our relationship to Christ, to where we can look up instead of to a right or a left and comparing ourselves to other people during this holiday season to most maximize with gratitude the gifts God has given us in this moment, in this Advent season.
That last word, in this moment, those are the key words, Josh.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, it's a reminder that Advent is a penitential season too, but in that penance, it actually should be bringing us closer to Christ. So sometimes people like to give something up, but I think about what's something we can do to draw nearer to Him. I mean, is it daily adoration, daily Mass, some service project? These are the things I think that really create a tangible connection with our Lord and orient us towards joy in that present moment.
You just gave a list of tasks, and I think really where I wanted our audience maybe to go was actually to think about what they could do to rest in the Lord, to be in His presence. And I hear that, feeding the hungry and, you know, all those acts of mercy are certainly important, yes. And at the same time, we've got to make sure that the relationship with God is held as the most sacred thing. And I think that in the culture that we live in today, busy is like this big, badge of honor we wear. And so you mentioned something about sacrificing, because it is a penitential time, Advent that is. And so what would it be like if we literally gave up busy? Mm-hmm. If we literally pulled back and got so reflective that we really leaned in on the quiet part of being in relationship with God, not necessarily the task-oriented part.
Yeah, that's a great, great point. So thank you, Ruth, so much for blessing us. Once again, Ruth O'Neill, Catholic life coach with Transfiguration Counseling.